I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I just want, spoiler alert, Erica's about to be super disappointed.
Why?
Because we're talking about tourist traps off the air, and then TIAC drops the bombshell. Do it.
The Field of Dreams is in Iowa.
Like the field.
The field, yeah. It
was where they filmed the movie.
Where they filmed the movie, yeah.
I love that film.
And say the next thing.
And my parents are in it.
And what did they do in it? And were they together at that point?
They were together. So my mom...
Erica, please, take the hook out of your mouth.
My mom auditioned to be, I think, the wife. But I think at that point, I think they just put out like locally for the town. Hey, try out. And, like, I think they knew whoever... It was someone from Hollywood, whatever. So she had auditioned. But then at the end, do you know the movie? Are you familiar?
Yeah, but it's been a really long time since
At the very end, you know, it's, if you build it, they will come. And at the very end, there's all the cars lined up. They just put out an open thing for everyone living in the town. Hey, come out on this night. Line up. Turn your headlights on. We're going to be shooting. So one of those... cars.
I love it.
One of those cars.
What are you talking about?
Could you point out?
I don't know.
You're telling me you didn't believe that at some point you could pause the movie and catch a glimpse of his parents. The way he set that up, my parents are in it. Okay.
They're in it.
You just like TX so much that you're willing to let him lie to your face.
I mean, it would have been cooler if their faces were in it, but that's a big
problem. You can't control the lighting. It was a director's choice.
But how do you know that they didn't take a shot where, like, that their car wasn't even in it? So you don't know that your parents were in the...
It's still cool, though.
They were there for the shooting of it.
Okay.
You know?
I love it.
I guess. You're right. I don't know. I don't know which one is there. But I have been to the field. We've gone back. They welcomed us because we're kind of...
Yeah.
They're like, oh, is this the Hack family?
Yeah. Kind of royalty there.
So not bad.
To play it up. But we did go back a couple times. And it's fun. It's very small. It's a little bit of a tourist trap. It's a very small baseball field.
Right. It's not like a regulation size.
No, it's not. It's
Can you run the bases?
That's why it's hard for me to call it a real tourist trap, because I got to go back with my dad. I ran the bases. You got to...
You get to do that?
Uh-huh. You do. They played some sort of game there that we went and saw. I don't know if it was a high school or what. They played some sort of game, and then it was like, you go out to run the bases. You could play catch on the field. So I got to do all that with my dad. So that's why it's not a tourist trap for me. If my dad had not been there, probably a tourist trap. Okay. Yeah.
Because your dad's excitement wore off on you.
And we got to do the cool father-son stuff. Yeah.
Okay.
I would take, yeah.
I love it.
I get the feeling that there's no such thing as a tourist trap to you, Erica. I think you're, please take this with all the respect that's meant.
Which
you're
is
you're simple-minded enough.
Oh my gosh. I just like,
I love the grandeur of things.
Yeah.
So there's a story out about the worst tourist trap in the United States of America.
Right.
What one is... one of my top tourist traps.
And I love it.
You cannot possibly love Fisherman's Wharf.
But much like T-Hack with the Field of Dreams, I grew up going up to San Francisco and going to see the sea lions and getting the candy and eating
Ghirardelli Chocolate Factory, worth it. Sea lions, look, it's bad.
Yeah, and then you get the delicious clam chowder in a bread bowl. And it's just great. It's a tourist trap because people want to go there.
But once you get there, you realize it's not worth it.
No.
It's
sometimes it is worth it.
But like, okay, you and Aaron both grew up here in Colorado. Yeah. Is there anything that locally to you, you would say?
Casa Bonita.
You've never been.
I got close. I just know so many people. I know they changed their menu, but back in the day, I mean, it was a recipe for pooping yourself for 3 days.
Yeah.
You did the same thing my parents did. You just drove by and turned your headlights on. You're like,
there it is.
Good enough.
We're good.
There you go.
Yeah.
Down it.
I'm in it.
I think it's worth going to, because once you get in, there's so much to do. It's really fun.
Great.
It was on my Colorado list.
Yeah, you had to go. But it's kind of a tourist trap.
It's all under the guise of like, this is a theme park, so you get in line to get your reservation.
But
and there's like a pop-up tent outside.
But then it's not, food's not great.
It was great.
Okay,
it was good food.
What about Red Rocks?
I was wondering.
So say Red Rocks is a tourist trap, I swear.
Hear me out.
I will throw you out of this room.
If you don't go to a show, if you just are like, I'll check out Red Rocks, and you just go during the day, and you're like, okay.
And it's packed. Yeah. I did it.
You're like, cool.
It's still one of the most gorgeous rock formations. They didn't stack those rocks like that. That was like God did that.
No, it's not like the Cars ride at Disneyland where they made Cars, Cars
Radiator Springs, you mean?
Oh, I'm sorry. You're right. It's not Cars Land. It's Radiator Springs.
I'm just asking. I'm not saying. I'm saying if that's the only time you go to Red Rocks, you're not quite getting
the full experience. I wouldn't say that it's a tourist trap though, but it's a tourist destination.
I need you to pick a side on this.
Well, if you just go and you don't go to a show, you just visit it in the morning. Are you going back and telling people from other state you gotta go, or you're just like, yeah,
actually,
I went.
I did.
You did do it. Okay.
Yeah, I said to my sister, like, you really gotta go. It's beautiful.
Wait till you see a show there.
Well, I've been waiting.
I know. We're going to get you into something.
Yeah.
At some point.
Does Aaron have a tourist trap in Colorado?
At first when you asked that, I was like, no, I don't think there's anything here. But then I remembered Garden of the Gods.
Oh.
Tourist trap.
Isn't it?
Say why, because we might agree.
You walk on concrete.
Thank you.
Oh.
You nailed it. You nailed it. You think you're going hiking.
Yeah.
And it's a path.
Yeah.
It's a Highlands Ranch bike path.
Yeah.
It's kind of upsetting because it's like,
oh, it's real pretty though.
It is.
It's very pretty until you look down and you're like, we're not roughing it at all. It's the most glamping thing you can possibly
say. Look. Less.
I love that.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
Life can feel overwhelming, but you don't have to go through it alone. On my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, I share openly and vulnerably about everything life brings us and what we can learn by living with our hearts a little bit more open. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on self-care, motherhood, healing, and more. You are enough, just the way you are. This podcast is a reminder of that. Follow and listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.